Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
It's dicier if you have real options out there, but I do think Jordan Love can put up a QB1 performance this week, so he is my sleeper quarterback of the week.
Great pick. I really considered him, but I feel like my new, you know how I am with Keenan Allen, like, I love Keenan Allen. I think he's a great wide receiver, but every time I pick him, he gets hurt. Every time I pick him for DFS, for anything, he gets hurt. Jordan Love, for me, anytime I pick him, it's not that he gets hurt, he sucks. So last week I was feeling like, I'm not picking Jordan Love, and he was great. He had some dime throws there, so I'm glad you're picking him. I'm going to go with Matt Stafford, and this is because, look, I think Matt Stafford's like 21, 22, somewhere in that neighborhood. So, but there's nobody down there that you 20, want. Yeah. It's all Kenny Pickett's, and, you know, it's gross below 20. So, look, Matt Stafford coming off the thumb injury, I mean, he has not finished below 22 except for the week that he got hurt. So he's been at least a QB2 every single week. And right before he went out with the injury, the previous couple weeks there, he had finished between 14 and 15. It was four straight weeks between 14 and 15 as a high-end QB2. So against Seattle, like I said, I think that could be a nice, fun shootout. So I'll stick in your game there, Funtz, and take your quarterback and the quarterback going against you and hope for a fun shootout game.
All right, Funtz, you got it.
Yeah, what's your last one here?
Yeah,
it's sleeper.
And I made a comment in the big board that the quarterback 21 to 32 class right now of starting quarterbacks is as bad as I can remember it being. Like, in
luckily, there's some QBs coming in next year, hopefully. Good ones.
Yeah, so there should be some big crop. So I'm not going to choose any of those guys because, like, Stafford's,
yeah,
I guess, 20. Yeah. But I think, you know, Trevor Lawrence is 16. He's down a ways. Like, we're all writing him off as just, but he's at home and he's against Tennessee. Like, I could see him actually being another surprise QB1, you know. So at 16, not really a sleeper. Everybody knows who Trevor Lawrence is, but, like, I think that there's some viability here. He does run. I mean, you can get the random 30, 40 rushing yards. Been pretty consistent. All he has to do is put up a couple of touchdowns. Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, Evan Ingram. He's got a full complement of guys healthy. And that's typically how you beat the Titans, is you throw against them. They've always been pretty staunch against the run. So, like, I feel like Trevor Lawrence could zag while everybody else is, you know, zigging on him and saying we're writing him off officially. It felt like last week was officially write off Trevor Lawrence week, and this will be the time that he bounces back.
Feel like that.
We had somebody in our group me room that got like super mad about Trevor Lawrence. Like, he's got to be stopped being ranked. I don't remember who it was. They're like, stop ranking him top 20.
Is Wancho.
Yeah. And I think you pointed out, you're like, okay, well, he's actually had 6 of the last 7 weeks he's finished inside the top 20. So we're not going to not rank him outside the top 20. But he does still have 2 top 12 finishes of his last 4 games played. The problem is he has finished inside the top 10 once. He has 2 top 10 total finishes and inside once this whole year. So I completely agree with your statement. Last week was the official write-off, but it was against 49ers. So like being a little dramatic about it. But he still just hasn't been good. He hasn't been good at this point. And I think I might have Jordan Love over Trevor Lawrence this week. I think I do in my rank. So there you go. All right, Brandon, we come right back to you. You get to kick us off in the running backs. This is your surprise RB1 of the week.
How do I want to play this? How about if I'll go Jerome Ford. I'll go Jerome Ford against the Steelers. He's just, you know, we just talked about how this offense is going to transition. We think it's going to be more of the backfield. And whenever you have a running quarterback, it's going to loosen things up. But Jerome Ford, efficiency was horrible early on. He's actually starting to get a lot better. And I think, you know, we're getting more of a traditional platoon system going there between Kareem Hunt and Jerome Ford. But I think it's working out for both of them. And Pittsburgh, as good as we always kind of think about them defensively, they've been a team you can run on. So I would expect them the Browns to try to do a whole lot of that this week against the Steelers.
That was my number two. That was my RB2 of the week. So you get you get the upgrade. You went to RB1, so you can't hate on that. Also, you know, I mean, like you and I were talking about on The Athletic, like, the Browns are going to have to rely on the run a bit more, and 37 carries for Jerome Ford over the last 2 weeks. And the Steelers are on average giving up over 100 yards rushing to running backs. I think it's 111 on average to all RBs. And, you know, I mean, I think the Steelers win that game because Dorian Thompson, but don't be shocked when the Browns have 150 rushing yards on both sides of that. So I think that's a good pick because I had him as number 2. So Bogman, you're up. Your surprise RB1 of the week.
Give me Javonte Williams against the Vikings. The plan for the Broncos right now is give Javonte the ball. 30 touches 2 weeks ago, 25 on Monday Night Football. The plan is give him the football, and that's what they've been doing, and I think they're going to continue to do it as he looks healthier and healthier the further he gets away from this knee injury. So I think Javonte sneaks in as well.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Wide receiver one this week.
All right, so I'll jump into my running back one of the week, and I dug a little bit deeper than I probably wanted to, but I settled on Devin Singletary, my friend. So obviously Devin Singletary is coming off of that 30 carry, 150 yard performance, which was great.
Damian Pierce on Wednesday or Thursday.
Not working, not out there. So that is a very good sign.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
And then you go to the Cardinals. Cardinals are giving up the 8th most fantasy points to running backs over the last month, the 4th most rushing yards as well, and the most touches in the red zone. They are going against the Cardinals for RBs. Take all of that with that heavy usage. You've also got a little bit of a banged up receiving core. Nico might be good, but Noah Brown's not going. If the Texans do get up on this, they're going to run Devin Singletary hard. I think Devin Singletary has a decent opportunity to be an RB1 this week. They'll throw him the ball a little bit, which you can do against the Cardinals, but I really like this matchup. So Devin Singletary is going to teeter around, and I may even pick him on some props. I haven't seen what his rushing yard prop is yet.
Let me jump in and just ask you. So let's say Singletary has another solid, like 4+ yards per carry, 80 plus rushing yards. Is he the guy? Like Damian Pierce comes back
next week.
Is Singletary? Yeah, I think so too.
I think like he's Damian the primary.
They were already going towards that before Pierce got hurt. So
yeah,
it's funny.
I had a bunch of Damian Pierce and I just dropped him, picked up Singletary, and Pierce is still floating in the waiver wire right now. No one wants him.
We had this debate last week on one of the Fantasy Pro shows, the live streams, where it was like Charbonnet or Singletary, and the other person picked Charbonnet, and I was like, I'm going Singletary, and then he went off. Now, he hadn't been going off, which is fair, but it was the potential for volume, and that's where I'm at with Singletary. Singletary is running back 20 this week. He's on Fantasy Pros. He's running back 20. But
I felt like the running backs were a little opposite of the QBs this week. Like there were, I felt like there were more to pick from.
Kind of. Well, if you consider only the numerical thing, where like Derrick Henry is 16 and Barkley is 15,
right.
Sure. But I think those guys are more typical RB1, so that's why they were off limits to me. But to your point, if we literally were just diehard to the number. Yeah, I completely agree. There were more to choose from, so I went a little bit deeper. Wrapping back around, Brandon did take my guy. He took my guy in Jerome Ford. So I'm going to pivot, and I'm going to pivot over to Ty Chandler. And Ty Chandler getting the usage, I think, is going to be a benefit, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that this week, especially going up against the Denver Broncos. Now, this is a little bit, tiny bit weighted, because there are two games where the Broncos have given up over 200 yards rushing. Three games are where they've given up over 179 yards rushing, but on average, they're giving up almost 6 yards per carry, 5.8 yards per carry on the ground to running backs, 136 yards on the ground as well. And it's not a bad spot for running backs to catch out of the backfield for 44 yards on 6 catches on average. Running backs just get business done against the Broncos. So I think this is a decent opportunity for Ty Chandler to sneak up and sneak and be a RB2 this week. And I believe as far as consensus ranks goes, he's actually already 26. So a lot of people are in there, but it's a decent matchup. Of the top 30 running backs, they have a matchup rating system This is the fourth best rating of the top 30 running backs given by Fantasy Pros for Ty Chandler. So a little bit of volume in Denver. Give me Ty Chandler as my surprise RB2 of the week.
Look at this respect my man Ty Chandler has been getting. I know. Love it. I'm an OG Ty Chandler fan. I love it. I'm going to go with Jaylen Warren against Cleveland, and they named him the starter, which we talked about a little bit earlier in the show. And while I don't think that that is as big a deal as some people are going to make it out to be, because, okay, Najee was a starter getting like 55 and Warren was the second guy getting 45. And now you just flip it. It is more touches, and it is more touches for the more explosive of those two backs. Although Najee has looked better recently, Warren has earned this. And Mike Tomlin talked about him earning it. So he is going to start this game. He is going to be on the heavier side of the two-man work group here. And I'm excited to see what he's got. With a couple extra hacks at it, he's more liable to break a big one. So I'm going to go with Jaylen Warren here against the Cleveland Browns. And the Steelers are probably going to have the ball a lot if DTR is starting this game. So I think time of possession could be big for the running backs as well. And that's kind of the formula that worked against Green Bay. And, you know, we can't have Kenny Pickett throwing the ball in Matt Canada's system because we know exactly where the ball's going. So a lot of runs for the Steelers, and I like Jaylen Warren this week against Cleveland.
All right, Brennan, you got your surprise RB2 of the week. You've already put Jerome Ford at RB1. Who you got?
Oh, you know what? Let's just own that Browns backfield, and I'll go ahead and go with Kareem Hunt, who is ECR RB36. This week. And, you know, I mentioned that Steelers defense. Well, back in week two, Jerome Ford went for 20 fantasy points, but then Nick Chubb, that was, I believe, was that the game he got hurt? Went for 10 for 64 yards before he went out. But you look at Kareem Hunt, what I like about him is he scored in five straight games. And so he's getting the goal line work. Jerome Ford will lead the way, but you're getting a regular 10, 12, 14 carries out of Kareem Hunt. And again, this Pittsburgh defense, just look at it, they've been below average in terms of fantasy points allowed to the running back position. I just think, again, just to reiterate, they're going to probably try to establish as much of an identity on the ground as they can in this game.
I mean, if DTR is as bad as he was before, both those guys will get 20 carries. So, you know, against a bad
if they have the ball enough, as you say.
Like, right, you know, yeah.
If they don't go a bunch of three and outs.
All right, you're back up for your sleeper RB of the week, Brandon.
Okay, I'm going to go with Rico Dowdle because I like Tony Pollard to have a huge day, but this is Carolina. They're giving up almost 5 yards a carry. On the other podcast that Welsh and I did for The Athletic today, I read off the finishes by running backs against Carolina, the lead running back, and it's been like all of them. There's only been one game where a running back hasn't finished top 20 against them, but a lot of those games were multiple double-figure scorers, and you know, they've talked about Rico Dowdle getting more involved. I just think if Dallas gets up in this game, it could be a whole lot of Rico Dowdle in the second half. He looked really good last week. I'm sure you guys saw that, but I thought he looked good, and he probably this is a game that sets up well for him to get some extra touches.
McCarthy today talked about him wanting to get more touches in that offense as well. So I like that pick.
Boggs, you got your sleeper RB?
Let's go with Joshua Kelly against Green Bay, and the Packers are giving up the 6 most rushing yards, and they were chewed up by the Steelers last week. So I think if you're the Chargers, you're going to want to run the ball against Green Bay because it's very doable. You're not going to want to leave Herbert out to dry because the Packers do have a decent pass rush. Plus you have, you know, obviously a banged up wide receiver core there with Palmer and Williams down and Quentin Johnston having to have Justin Herbert throw him open. Gerald Everett, I don't think, practiced on Wednesday. I didn't see if he practiced at all today as we're recording this. So you're just hurting in the receiver group. So I think they're going to run the ball a bunch. I think Joshua Kelly has a pretty big role against the Packers this week.
I'm jumping over to the Rams. And obviously, I think a lot of us are waiting for Kyren Williams to come back. A lot of people have a focus on Daryl Henderson, but I like Royce Freeman. I'm going to go with Royce Freeman as a sleeper this week going up against Seattle. Seattle's giving up the second most rushing yards to RBs over the last month, as well as the second most rushing touchdowns in that same period, 474 rushing yards on 86 attempts. For reference, the number one team is 514 rushing yards of last month. That's the Raiders on over on 20 more carries, actually. So it's only like 40 more yards on 20 more carries. You also can do a little bit of receiving out of the backfield, but that's not Royce's game. Royce is averaging 11 carries over these last three games. And I know Daryl Henderson has looked good, but I've talked about the missed tackles that Royce Freeman and the yards after contact that Royce Freeman has gotten so far, that I think you could see the most carries come from Royce Freeman this week. And he could push that 13-14 marker as Kyren is coming back. And I've said, I think maybe the decision might end up being Royce goes with Kyren, and Kyren's a little bit better at the receiving side. Daryl Henderson's going to play whatever the receiving side does. That's not Royce's game. But I think Royce is a given for double-digit carries against one of the...
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
The worst against the rush, so my sleeper RB is Royce.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
And is there a quarterback, or a head coach, Welsh, that has less loyalty to a running back than Sean McVay has had?
Yeah, Pete Carroll, career? Maybe. But I guess that's not even to the RB. But
he just came out like the other day wistfully talking about what they're missing with Kyren Williams. I think when Kyren Williams comes back, he comes back to the exact role he had, which was the do everything in our backfield and nobody else.
But Cam Akers last year went from starting to being benched and not playing at all. Like McVay has just mixed it up so much. There's no more true who the hell is going to be the running back this week than there is with LA to me. So,
yeah, it's a weird situation there. And I've just liked Royce quite a bit. All right. So going over to the wide receivers, I get to kick us off here. My surprise wide receiver one of the week, I'm going back to DJ Moore. DJ Moore is going to be my surprise wide receiver one of the week. So weeks 4 and 5, when Justin Fields was going off, DJ Moore finished wide receiver 1 overall and wide receiver 7. So those 2 weeks when Justin Fields is back to himself, Moore was a top 7 both times. Lions are giving up the 7th most fantasy points to wide receivers over the last month. They're also giving up the 2nd most receiving touchdowns. And DJ Moore was given the 13th best cornerback wide receiver matchup, according to PFF. If Justin Fields is back to who he is, which I expect him to be, DJ Moore over those last two times was an easy wide receiver 1 with a number 1 overall in there. And the Lions are giving up a bunch of touchdowns, and that's where you're going to be looking at Justin Fields. So, or at DJ Moore. DJ Moore is my surprise wide receiver 1 of the week. Bogman, you are up.
Give me Garrett Wilson against Buffalo. And it's just,
I would have picked him if you hadn't. Oh, but I probably would have still picked Moore, but Garrett Wilson was like, I kept staring at him.
I mean, the target rate has been crazy. And this is, I'm officially calling Garrett Wilson quarterback proof. He's not cornerback proof because he did get shut down by Surtain. But he is QB proof because he's doing work with Zach Wilson, and target rate has been crazy. Last 6 games, he's had 1 game under 12 targets, and he's caught between 9 and 7 passes each week, except that one, which was the game against Denver where they had Surtain all over him. But outside of that game, it's, you know, 12 targets and at least 7 catches in every game. So I think easy shot to be wide receiver 1 this week for the Jets against Buffalo.
All right, Brandon, hopefully we sniped you and you have nobody. Your wide receiver 1 of the week, your surprise.
You know, I'm going to go back to the well with Tank Dell. As I have him ranked 9 this week, he's ECR 22. He's been top 10 each of the last 2 weeks. Noah Brown is banged up. Nico Collins is banged up. I'm sure one of those two will play, but maybe one of them doesn't play. Either way, I like the volume he's getting the last couple of weeks, double-digit targets. I think he had 14 last week. And this is Arizona defense. It looks better on paper after you play a run of Baltimore, Cleveland, and Atlanta in terms of passing games. But on the season, this is a team that's been beaten more often than not. And C.J. Stroud just looks like he's gone to another level. So I have just so much confidence in that guy right now. At a home game against this Arizona defense, I think he can – I think he's going to once again dictate things in that passing game.
Yeah, I told you. I feel like he's in the like 8 targets per game. Like he just lives in that. It's going to be hard for him to get less than 8 targets per game moving forward. All right, your surprise wide receiver 2 of the week.
Yeah, I'll go with Cortland Sutton. He's wide receiver 27. I have him at wide receiver 22. He leads the league in red zone touchdowns with 7. He's the guy that Russell Wilson's leaned on down there. You saw it. His awesome toe tap touchdown last week. This guy's talented. He's been the only real consistent thing in this passing game. In Minnesota, they are one of the toughest run defenses, but you can throw on them a bit. And Russell Wilson always seems to step up in national spotlight games. So I can see another touchdown completion to Cortland Sutton coming this week. I think we got to give him his due as a wide receiver too. He keeps getting ranked as a wide receiver 3, but more often than not, he's been a wide receiver 2.
We sure do, don't we, Bogman?
Yeah, great pick, Funston. Totally sniped me there, right ahead of me. I had, and my points were the same. He's the number one target guy for Denver, and this is what I like coming in is, you know, Sean Payton kept saying, 2019 Michael Thomas. Think 2019 Michael Thomas. Well, that's ridiculous. Like, we knew Cortland Sutton wasn't going to be 2019 Michael Thomas, but 150 targets, that's what we wanted. Most guys finish as a at least wide receiver 14. I did some offseason research on that. And that's kind of where he's pacing in that range. I guess because my backup was Welsh's guy who he took. So double sniped here, kind of. I guess I'll go with Calvin Ridley to get back off the hump. Obviously, no Zay Jones here. They are playing Tennessee. Funston picked Trevor Lawrence to go off. And look, you know, this is...
I didn't quite say go off, but, you know.
Look, we're hyping guys up here, Funston. Come on, just go with me here. Let me, you already took my guy. Let me use you here a little bit for my random Calvin Ridley pick. But I look at the rest of these guys that are in this range, and it's just matchups I don't like. It's either the Thursday night guys, which, you know, this is coming out like right before that. I'm not taking Deontay off his one catch. Godwin against San Francisco, no thanks. I do like Rashee Rice. But I'm not taking Jordan Addison. We just talked about how Surtain got Garrett Wilson. I'm not taking Addison against him. So, yeah, I think Calvin Ridley is like the only option unless I want to go deep, and I don't want to do that. So it's kind of by default, I'll take Calvin Ridley here. But Cortland Sutton was my initial pick. So,
well, the other pick you were talking about, the one I went with, is I went with Rashee Rice with the Kansas City Chiefs. So they're coming off of a bye, which I love. Eagles giving up the most fantasy points to wide receivers over the last month and the 4th most yards and most touchdowns, as I wrote that weird. So the 4th most receiving yards, most touchdowns, and most fantasy points over the last month. Rice has 3 top 21 finishes over the last 5 weeks. And going back to this, the 2nd best PFF wide receiver to cornerback rating this week is going down there. So wide receivers are thriving. Kansas City throws the ball. Rashee Rice is not the number one pass catcher, but has established himself as the number one receiver, also a good red zone target. And the Eagles, just their passing game has not done anything. And coming off of a bye, I think teams definitely hone in on focusing on strengths, and that strength no longer is like, we got to get Sky more involved, or we got to do Kadarius Toney. No, you don't. You get the ball to Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice. So I love Rashee Rice this week. He is my surprise wide receiver 2. And I don't remember where he was even ranked here. I want to say he was ranked into the 30s.
In the
40s, was it? Yeah, let me see if I can find. No, 34. He's at 34 here. So I've got him as a wide receiver 2.
The week. So
And then finally, my sleeper wide receiver of the week. I actually battled between multiple of these guys. I wanted to pick one of the Green Bay wide receivers, and I settled on Jaden Reed. I think Dobbs would fit for this. Everybody has conceded. They just don't know. I think all 3 of the big wide receivers are within like 10 spots of each other. They're within, or it's actually less. Yeah. Watson is 43, Dobbs is 45, and Jaden Reed is 46. So nobody knows. I'm going to go with Jaden Reed. Chargers giving up the seventh most receiving yards over last month. Four of the last 5 weeks, we've seen the Chargers give up 30 or more receiving yards to the two top wide receivers, which I know isn't necessarily huge. That's a little bit of a gambling thing in here. With Reed, though, finishing two top 12 finishes over the last month. He's also the biggest explosive play guy here as well. I think it's like 14 and a half receiving yards per catch. Watson gets the most targets, but he does not get the most receptions. He will have the top coverage. Another interesting one, going back to the PFF ratings, Watson and Dobbs were both given poor to below average quarterback wide receiver ratings. Jaden Reed given the best. He gets the targets. He's also a red zone option. I think Dobbs might be the number one targeted wide receiver, but I think Jaden Reed is going to make the big plays. So I like Jaden Reed as my surprise wide receiver of the week up against the Chargers. So Bogman, your last one.
Man, I like your confidence there because I don't have that confidence in this group. I like the running backs a little bit more because I'm looking here. I'm kind of with the rankers for the Packers guys. You know, the Packers guys, it's which one is it going to be? Is it going to be one of them? Jaden Reed is a fine pick, but
it's going to be Watson is what we know. Like that's right. It won't be Watson. So then
now that you're so adamant, it's definitely going to be Watson.
Definitely
just because you're going to be so, then it won't be. I mean, you can curse them one way or the other. You are the Watson curse, I feel like here, but the rest of these guys, like, I don't know, Gabe Davis and Jahan Dotson both disappear. So does Jerry Jeudy. Throw him in that mix. You know, Brandon Cooks had 165 last week, and he had like 172 going in to that game. So I don't think he's trustable. JSN comes and goes. Michael Wilson, Quentin Johnson disappear. I don't like it here. So I'm going to homer out, and I'm going to go Pickens. And it's mainly because he had a good game against Cleveland last time. And it wasn't just he had the big 71-yard touchdown catch, which was a weird play, and people thought they were going to blow the whistle, and he had it. But he also had 10 targets in that game. They were Kenny Pickett, Matt Canada, awful targets, but they were 10 targets. So I saw him get a lot of work. I think they like that matchup of him going one-on-one. So I'm hoping he breaks a big one. And like I said, I don't have the confidence you do in this group of in this range of wide receivers, Welsh, but I'll take Pickens out of it almost by default.
Final one up here, Funson. Who you got as your sleeper wide receiver of the week?
Yeah, well, Pickens is, I mean, he's ECR 40, so it's not too deep. I do like a guy that you mentioned a little bit deeper, and that's Michael Wilson, who I think is ECR 51. And, you know, he's a guy that has a bunch of 50-yard games, and he was just four catches for 34 yards in Kyler Murray's first game back, but he had six targets. If you watch the game, he did have a touchdown that was called back. I'm not still sure that wasn't a touchdown. I would have liked to see
it
better.
I think it was, too.
I thought the tip of the ball was definitely on the line there, but...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait.
Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30 days.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! I liked seeing the six targets from Murray right out of the gate, but what I like is the matchup against Houston. I just looked it up. Nine wide receivers have gone over 50-plus yards in the past four games against the Texans.
Nice.
That includes Carolina with Thielen and Mingo. I think we can get a 5-catch, 50-yard kind of game from Michael Wilson. And when you're looking for a sleeper, you're just looking for a guy like that. In a PPR league, you might be able to back your way into 10 points. I think Michael Wilson can be that guy.
And it seems like every team playing Houston is in a shootout because right. Stroud is so hot. So that could benefit towards those Arizona receivers as well. So good point there, Funston. I like it.
Brandon Funston on Twitter over at The Athletic. Obviously, you can check out the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast with myself and Brandon, or myself and Seeley. We had to separate those two. We don't all do the with off season. We were doing them together. Editor and writer, you just can't put them in the same place. So there's too much bickering and fighting. That's not true at all. Brandon is one of the easiest people to work with and one of the best out there. But what else you got going on, Funston?
Just, you know, we got the everything getting ready for week 11 at The Athletic. So if you want to check that out, it's one of the best times to do it because they're having like their Black Holiday special, Black Friday special for, you know, super low rates for subscribing. So now's a great time to check it out. And I just put up top 150 rest of season rankings big board. So that's out today if you want to check that out as well.
And go and check out, we talked about on the Athletic Pod, the rest of season rank for Tony Pollard. So you might want to go there just to check that out. Very interesting stuff. Brandon Funston, we love you, brother. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here talking week 11 ranks.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week 11.
Let's do it.
It's In This League. Horsemail. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Right now, leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners, leaving messages stupid.
Well, like I said, you guys did not listen, and you still sent in those voicemails. The men buck the trend. We don't need to hear from the man. We're sending them anyways. This is the Jack Boyce featurette. This is not the voicemails, even though the voicemail thing did play. This is actually the Jack Boyce featurette. And it will be featuring other voices. So this will be today featuring Moyes, featuring Barrow, and featuring James. So that's what we've got on here. And we've got a new song from Jack Boyce coming up here. So let's kick it right off here with everybody's favorite, especially Bogman. Is it Daddy or is it Moyes?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
It's your boy Moyes.
Hey, buddy.
Today we're starting with a new segment. It's called the Not Daddy of the Year.
I like
the
it.
Year. This year's Not Daddy fantasy player is Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
Yep.
This guy didn't even need to be in the NFL, honestly.
Whoa.
All right.
How about that?
So I have a question in my flex spot, half point PPR.
I almost spit water out.
were waiting for a longer explanation.
I was like, waiting right, for on literally. The next thing. Yeah. Anything, and he's like, hey guys, we got our segment of the year. Tony Pollard doesn't belong in the NFL, and then it was like, and then he goes, all right,
I got a question on. Yeah, I like it.
I literally choked on water there and almost spit it out. So, all right, what else do we got?
I can put Cortland Sutton, I can put DJ Moore, or I could put Daryl Henderson. Who should I go with? And
that's a tough one because I have DJ Moore as a surprise wide receiver one of the week, and you and Funston both love Sutton. I say DJ Moore, but Sutton's looked great.
Yeah, I like Sutton a lot, and he has touchdowns in four straight weeks, as Brandon mentioned, and that was my big thing for why I was picking him, and he's the number one target guy in Denver as well. But how could it not be DJ Moore? DJ Moore is a exponentially better wide receiver than Cortland Sutton is. So, and Sutton is touchdown dependent with the way they've been passing, running the ball really for Denver. So, yeah, it's DJ Moore. Pretty easy there for me. And Daryl Henderson's not a bad pick either. But, you know, him and Royce Freeman and Sean McVay, who knows? So
I think
give me more.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great matchup. I just think they're splitting.
Good question.
Picks are Louisville -1.
Love it.
In college. And we're going to go with Coastal Carolina -4 in college. Louisville is playing Miami. Coastal is playing Army. Take care, guys.
Lita Batty.
I looked at both those games.
In the bet this league room in the group meet. So you like the Louisville one?
Louisville is number one in my article this week. It's the absolute first one, and it's because Tyler Van Dyke, the quarterback of the Hurricanes there. They went with Emory Williams, a freshman, last week, and he was great, and they almost beat FSU. Compound fracture in his arm. Down in agony, Welsh. One of those ones that you never want to see. And they got to go back to Tyler Van Dyke, who's just been turnover happy. And Louisville, you know, Louisville is playing for a potential New Year's Six Bowl. So they've got more on the line. Miami's already in a bowl game. The wind came out of their sails when their new QB went down. So give me a little.
Good stuff from Not Daddy. All right, we got James back in the house. The Storm
James
is back.
What's up, Welsh and Bogman? Jimothy here, back again.
Jimothy.
Not to talk about trades this week. It's to talk about my frustrations with one of my leagues. This is an ESPN 10-team league. I am three.
Well, that's your first problem.
Keep going. 3-7. And my team has the second most points scored for, but the most points scored against. I'm telling you, every single week I pull up the score and somehow I'm losing because a guy has gotten 160 points. You tell me,
Roto.
I continue setting my lineup or do I go ahead and delete the app and forget about this league? This is dumb.
I mean, the good person in you keep setting your lineup, but you know, if this is a rando league and you don't know any of these people, F them people. Delete the ESPN app.
Sure. I would say this, you know, do you have to be active in the waivers and all that stuff? No, but set the lineup. Like, at least get a competitive team out in front of somebody else. You know, at least players that are playing. You don't want hurt guys or bench guys.
If it's for money and you know people, or really if it's just for money, you should do it. But, like, I'm not going to lie. If this was just you, you're just like, I'm bored. I jumped into a 10-man ESPN random league and there's no money involved. Like, screw these people. Screw all these bots. I delete the app for sure. But you should set your lineup. That's what you want to do for any normal people. But there you go. I thought we were going to get the Roto thing. I thought we were going to get the, but guys, should we consider?
No, yeah.
Total point. I was like, uh-oh.
You know what would have happened with me, so.
Yeah, crybaby. All right, we've got, but you were not crying at all, Jimothy. You were being very good. And I appreciate you asking the question, too, because, like, it's week 11.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. Especially, like Welsh said, if it's a funsie league and nothing is actually on the line, okay. But, you know, for the most part, you just set your lineup. It's only a couple weeks left anyway. You don't have to go crazy on the pickups. Just set your lineup.
It just is something cathartic, but this is, I think, more of a us thing and a me thing here. There's something cathartic when I'm playing on Fantrax and Yahoo and Sleeper, and then you just, like, you get to stop going to one of those. Like, that's a great I'm not looking at Sleeper too much lately because I got a Dynasty League that's not good, and the Flex League has not gone great with injuries. So I'm not too invested there. All right, the Barrow Report. Barrow just got it in under the gun. What do you got? What do you got here, Barrow?
Bogman, Welsh, ITL. If I could say a few words, I'd be a better public speaker. It's time for the Barrow Report. It
sounded like Futurama.
Start, sit, non-PPR, Chandler or Flowers? Can Michael Carter produce...
Wait, hold on. Sorry. Who? Chandler?
Chandler or Flowers, non-PPR. It's got to be Chandler.
Who's Chandler? Yeah. The hell's Chandler? Ty Chandler?
Ty Chandler.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking like Matthew Barry and Chad Chandler. Rest in peace, R.I.P. Or Zay Flowers. If it's Ty Chandler, especially if Madison is out, but you have to make that decision now because the Ravens are playing as we're about to record this. So yeah, you got to go Madison, I guess.
Well, not Madison, Chandler.
Or Chandler, I mean. Yeah, not Madison because he's got
you don't like Chandler. You don't like his name.
He's got a concussion.
He hates this name. He hates
this year being on the Cardinals now.
Michael Carter, no.
All right. Lock of the week. Texans over the Cardinals. Upset of the week. Cowboy room because it's the Panther over the Cowboys.
Wow. Okay. The
not
one.
Mad. I mean, they did be
just disappointed that the
the one win Panther team. I love it.
But their only win is against Houston, who is crazy surging. Yeah. Right now,
all right.
The NFL.
I'm not mad. Just disappointed that the Barrow Report got turned off last or 2 weeks ago before I was able to tell Diamondback fans that the next 10 years, they are going to be contenders.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, later, Taters and Baiters. Washington, Atlanta, Barusama out.
Don't enunciate it. Atlanta, Washington. Yeah, I think that week we forgot to go back to the Barrow report. I think that was the problem. So,
my bad.
Diamondbacks definitely in it. Very good Barrow report. It takes us to the great Jack Boyce.
Yeah.
Jack says, a little melancholy, perhaps. This is Cyndi Lauper's True Colors, and it is titled True Pollard.
This RB is just sad, guys. You shouldn't be discouraged and maybe cut ties. His song would be a dirge with waivers full of people. You could start almost anyone else at all, and drafting you in the first round gave me no chance at all. And we see the true Pollard not come through. We see the true Pollard not return first round value. So don't be afraid when the points don't flow. True Pollard, True Pollard, it's sorrowful. To the bench you go. True Pollard not come through. We see the true Pollard not return first round value. So don't be afraid when the points don't flow. True Pollard, True Pollard, it's sorrowful. To the bench you go. Couldn't even do it against the Giants. Man, I'd rather have Rico Dowdle at this point. Captain Jack.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
I just feel bad sometimes that we're not like Jack should be doing this on like the
Fox.
Bogman. If I ever call Bogman 30 minutes before the game, we'll be in mid conversation. Bogman, it's almost like, all right, I gotta be careful how I say this, but
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh!
No, I can tell. And that's how you do it. You're like, all right, I gotta go.
And I'm like, all right, man, let me go. I'm watching.
I gotta watch the pregame. Yeah.
And by the way, that hasn't happened in a couple of years because they took what's his name off. Riggle is not.
Well, literally happened anymore. This week, but that.
Well, but you called me. Yeah, 10 minutes before the Steelers game, I'm like, and I waited until they were not doing the national, and they just went to the game, and I'm like, all right, the game's going on. I gotta go. So I didn't hang up on you out of nowhere.
But Jack should be doing those types of things. That's the only thing I feel bad about.
Absolutely should be. Yeah. Yeah, Jack should be doing that, and you and I should be in the booth somewhere. Everybody knows this. Yeah.
So, he is as was said. We're working on it. He is too talented for ITL. He is very talented. So the best thing that could happen is Bogman and I blow up so we can take Jack with us and do those things. And because he's just making songs of my childhood. I mean, that is
it might be more likely that Jack blows up and takes Welsh from Bogman.
Yeah, either way, whatever.
So, yeah. Either way, we'll take either way. Yeah.
Head of the tail, still the snake. Just whatever we got to do, man. Just get us there. Jack Boyce, follow him on Twitter. Jack Boyce parody songs on Instagram. Please do. I love the Instagram videos he puts together. That one I will be listening to another 10 or 30 times here. I love me some melancholy songs, and that is just a great song. And how appropriate about Tony Pollard. I mean, that might have been the most appropriate of all season. Jack, you're great. Funston, you're great. Thank you, guys. You guys all listening. You guys are fantastic. And thank you so much for hanging out with us. Week 11, all set. Coming up tomorrow, right here on the podcast feed, Bet This League, all of our best bets. We'll be doing it live stream on our Twitch. If you guys want to come and check that out, come over to the Twitch. We've been doing it 3 p.m. Eastern. Time change for me, so that's a little bit weird still. But 3 p.m. Eastern is when we've been doing the live on the Twitch, twitch.tv/inthisleague. Come and hang out with us and check out the best bets, or just be on the podcast and get fed there. We'll be doing the stuff this weekend on Fantasy Pros, and we'll be back for an altered version of next week with Thanksgiving. So thanks for hanging out. It's Bogman Welsh. We are out of here. Peace, friends.